The Baby Jesus and the Lord of Glory. In his book, 2 Minutes with the Bible, Cornelius R. Stamm makes the following poignant observation about this time of year. Each year at Christmas time, the baby Jesus is the subject of discussion and attention. Indeed, all year long, the babe in its mother's arms and the dying sufferer on the cross are kept constantly before the masses, while our Lord's resurrection, ascension, and present glory in heaven are given but scant attention. This is because so few have taken note of the great message of the Apostle Paul about the glorified Lord in heaven. In 2 Corinthians 5, verse 16, the Apostle wrote, "Yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more." It is sad that so many still know only Christ after the flesh. They love to discuss the gospel stories about the man of Galilee, but find themselves strangers in the great epistles of Paul. Paul is the apostle for this present dispensation of the grace of God. It is he who presents Christ in his present glory as the great dispenser of redeeming grace, through the merits he won at Calvary. In Ephesians 1, verses 15 through 23, we have recorded for us the apostle's prayer that we might be given the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Christ, that we might come to experience what is the exceeding greatness of God's power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. Verses 19 through 21. Let us thank God that the baby Jesus grew up and died for our sins and became the risen living Savior at God's right hand.